Well, we're talking home security here at Rosie on the House this morning. But we'll talk about whatever project you'd like to tackle. If you'd like to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Going out of the break, Romy was just bringing in an introduction to you about securing the French door.
After I turn my microphone on, sorry about that, you open the door that's stationary that you hardly ever open, make sure that the header lock is pushed all the way up, and once it's pushed up, you can put a screw underneath that little lever to help you unlock it. And that way, they can't take a drywall hammer, which, you know.
Don't tell them how to do it.
Well, you show in the video how they
it. Okay.
And I don't think there's a reason with showing people how it's done. If you see how it's done, you understand what they're doing, so you can better protect yourself against it. Okay. Nobody listening to this is
you hope not.
Your
sure.
Daily smash and grab burglar.
I hope not.
And with that drywall hammer, with that blade, you know, a regular carpenter's hammer has claws for removing nails. A drywall hammer looks like an axe.
Yeah, hatchet style.
You can use that hatchet to slide in between the two doors and pull that lock down. And with this screw underneath it, you now can't get that lock down. On our, and that's a very cheap way to prevent them from
it. Yeah, it's the price of two screws. one in the flush bolt at the header, and one at the flush bolt at the threshold, and you're done. And people don't believe me, but even with the deadbolt locked on a pair of French doors, a conventional single deadbolt locked, I can get in that French door in seconds. Seconds. So the deadbolt is a false sense of security.
Until you add the screws.
Until you add the screws to your flush bolt pins.
And if you need to see that, if you go to our blog, we've got the embedded code there for our YouTube video that features that. It's had almost 60,000 views since published. And one of the comments in there says, okay, fine, great, but I can still smash the glass because this French door we had has glass panes. I can still smash the glass, flip the deadbolt, and open the single and turn the lever and get in. Well, there's a couple things with that. One, most criminals don't want to make noise, so breaking glass is something they avoid. If they do that, or if you're worried about them taking that extra step to do that, there are security laminates. Ace Security Laminates is the one that I'm most familiar with. It's made out of Canada. You can order it. They send it to you. It's a clear film. And on their website, the CEO puts it on a truck, gets in the truck, and has somebody shoot an AK-47 at it, shatters the windshield, and does not a single bullet penetrates. So it's not an expensive product for a small application like this. If you're worried about the window smashing, you can order a security laminate, put it over, and then that'll take care of the smash factor.
And then if you've got a double cylinder deadbolt where it takes a key to get in or out, and you haven't left the key in the deadbolt inside the house, smashing the window isn't going to do anything. You still won't be able to unlock the deadbolt.
If it's a key accident. Yeah. A lot of people and fire departments.
You're exactly right. Burglars don't often smash windows. That's not their preferred form of entry.
And a lot of fire departments don't recommend the key entry because if you're trying to evacuate in a hurry and, you know, if you've got a fire in your home and you're stumbling around trying to find a key, that could add a layer of difficulty exiting the home. But, you know, that's, I don't know how many homes burn down a year, but, you know, that's a small percentage.
Well, that's one other element of our newsletter. We're embedding these YouTube videos now. So you don't only get to read about how to, like in this instance, protect your home, but we actually give you a demonstration on how to protect your home. Now, we've talked about protecting the front door. We've talked about protecting French doors. We've talked about protecting your overhead garage door. Now, even with everything protected, if someone gets in the house, where do you think is the first place they're going to go? They're going to the master bedroom closet, typically, ransacking the drawers, looking for things that they can turn into cash fast, primarily jewelry. Okay? Now, that's been the case for 100 years. Recently, in the last 10 years, the number two place they go, and the smart guys even make it the number one place they go, is they go to wherever your home office is, and they look for information that they can steal your identity. So if you've got a little workstation in your house, a little office area, and you've got the computer there, we've actually seen where they come in, and all they do is they just take the computer and access it in their own privacy and get all the information out that they need. But if you've got a place, you know, and hanging on the wall, I used to do this all the time in my little work area. I'd have bank statements received, bank statements reconciled, bank statements to file, bills to be paid, bills to be filed. And I mean, in that hanging folder arrangement, I've basically given anybody that wants access to my privacy a complete open door. So I'm going to ask you all to consider getting one of the privacy lockdown devices. A lot of banks and credit card companies now offer that. We've had our identity stolen years ago. We subscribe to a particular service, have been notified on occasion when somebody's trying to do something. The identity is the most, your digital identity is the most valuable thing people want to steal, because they can't, they won't only sell it one time, they'll sell it over and over and over and over again. Okay? So once in, let's take our jewelry and our family heirloom collection pieces and make sure they are not in the master bedroom closet. Find another place to store them, because that's the first place they're going to go. And then do what you can about trying to protect your identity should someone get in and have access to your computer. Of course, never leave your computer turned on. Hopefully it times out. But that's another concern. And the one thing that Jennifer's on a tyrant about right now is these porch pirates. And we installed the eyeball ring doorbells on some of our rental properties. And we're notified at 10 o'clock last night. 10 o'clock last night, we got a delivery at one of those addresses. And you can see the guy walking up, dropping the box. Now, fortunately, he put it back behind the wall,
so you couldn't see it from the street.
Yeah, so it's not easy seen from the street.
Who's delivering at 10 o'clock at night?
I was going to ask the same
thing. Yeah. UPS?
I've got it on video
FedEx,
right here.
Is this an Amazon thing? Is that how they're getting away with it?
I don't know. But it was interesting. And then we talk about alarm systems, too. We're a big believer in a monitored alarm system. When you stop to consider the price of all the valuables you have in your home, if someone should opt to break in the house, you want something loud. You want something. I like the voice that says, "This is a monitored system. Police are on the way." It reduces the amount of time they can spend in your house destroying things, looking for that valuable asset that they can turn into cash.
Yeah. The TV burglars are very sophisticated burglars after very sophisticated items. For our average home, you're getting below average people.
Yeah.
that are smashing in. To have the kind of high-tech criminal that you would see in Hollywood target, your average 2,500 square foot home.
And
for, chump change is pretty unlikely. You're getting somebody looking for drug money or, a quick smash and grab.
Before we leave this topic, one of the last things I'd like to mention to people, and then we'll go to happier subjects here in the 10 o'clock hour, but being protected is a happy subject because there's nothing worse than coming home and finding your home's been vandalized. It is a horrible feeling. You just don't know, sometimes for months, everything that they got away with. So, public information officer, Phoenix Police Department, 15 years ago, Tommy Thompson, he says, Rosie, what you need to let your listeners know is that once they've been hit, there are sophisticated rings of burglars that know it takes you about 6 to 9 months to find an insurance claim and get all new jewelry, all new tools, all new electronic equipment. And your house now becomes a prime target for hit number two.
They rip off your old TV, setting it up to get a new TV 6 months later.
Right, exactly. So don't think if you've been hit once that, it's too late to lock the barn. It's not. As a matter of fact, if you've been hit once, the probability of getting hit a second time is pretty high. So that's all information that's in our blog. You can cover it at your own leisure, again, by listening to this podcast, pulling up the video and watching the material, pulling up the website and reading through the material. And if y'all would all just take a half hour or an hour, you'd become educated enough to know what is the weakest link in your home security and which one you'd have to tackle first. Courtesy of Rosie on the House.